Blog Talk Radio.
This is a tearjerker.
Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. It's Sean Saddam Kweli, and I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from this platform, this bold, esteemed platform and revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio. It is our official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So don't start no mess. Don't start none, won't be none. We're coming, pushing up on the heels of the monumentous, most historic occasion, maybe of this century, talking about the Million Youth March, 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March, and also the National Black Family Convention. That's September the 7th, the Million Youth March, and the 5th through the 8th will be the National Black Family Convention. You join us there. All you brothers and sisters out there, the black family, you join us in celebrating the oneness and blackness of the family. And so let me get right into it. This is Wednesday night, and you know how we do on Wednesday night. We always try to bring you something power-packed. We do that in every show. Tonight, of course, we'll be joined by Minister Hashim Nzinga, who is our National Chief of Staff. He's going to play host for us tonight as we bring on our brother, that legendary, I got to say it again, that legendary brother from the group UGK. For those of you who may not be hip and may not know what that is, UGK means Underground Kings. Underground Kings. Many of you have heard this brother on the hit song by Jay-Z called Big Pimpin'. Many of you remember that, Big Pimpin'. And you heard this brother rapping his lyrics, but, I mean, the man has been in the industry and in the game for a long time. But he's a serious brother. I'm talking about our brother Bun B, who's going to join us tonight. And it's a good sign. It is a good sign when you see the entertainers, the black entertainers, or so-called, you know, hip-hop rappers or artists and whatever the name they give them, when you see them joining behind the Black Power movement, that is a great sign. It is a sign that, word to Nas, that hip-hop is not dead, that it's not crushed, that it still has a conscience. And many times it comes from sources which many of you wouldn't think it would come from. You wouldn't think that a brother singing Big Pimpin' on Jay-Z's record would be championing and pushing about the Million Youth March. He's going to explain that to you. He's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about the wiles of the industry. He's going to talk about black youth development. As our topic tonight is, what is the role of black entertainers in black youth development? A little bit more about our brother Bun B. Of course, like I told you, half of the group UGK. He's also a lecturer, a great lecturer at Rice University, located in Houston, Texas. He released his third official solo album, Trill OG. That was August 3rd of 2010, and received a 5-mic classic rating in The Source. The first album in over 5 years to receive that honor. 5 mics in The Source by brother Bun B, Trill OG. When Bun B's partner, our friend and comrade and great supporter of the new Black Panther Party and attorney Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Pimp C, entered a jail sentence in 2003. Bun B was out there pushing that UGK and holding the line and repping for our brother Pimp C. And so Bun B has a very, very long history in this game, a long history in the music biz, and he's still going, and he's always, in his words, keeping it trill. That's keeping it too real. And so tune in. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Let it be known Black Power Radio is on the air. We also want to touch, and we're going to ask him, and he's going to talk about brother Trayvon Martin, what he thinks about Trayvon Martin, what he thinks about this case with George Zimmerman. What does he think about the current situation of black youth in America? Are we being criminalized? Are black youth being criminalized? Are we being justifiably killed in the streets of America by police agencies? Is there a way to turn around the conditions of our black communities in his eyes? We're going to talk about all of this, and we're going to hear from you. The number to call tonight, brothers and sisters, is 646-478-4447. Again, that's 646-478-4447. If you're not listening by phone, many of you are listening via internet. You're listening on Skype. You're listening a lot of ways, but you can listen to us direct by phone if you're not by a computer. And again, you got to call in at 646-478-4447. And so we have to go after our black youth. Bottom line is that more than any preacher, more than any teacher, more than any minister, even you and me, more than any of us, what the youth is listening to is hip-hop. They're listening to rap. They're listening to the lyrics. More so than even their parents in many cases. This music is teaching the babies what to do, how to do, how to look, how to grow, how to talk, how to walk. They're getting it all from the music. And so we got to talk about capturing the minds and hearts of our babies. And that means that there has to be some artists, some rappers, some entertainers that are on board, that are willing to make the kind of change that's needed to change our babies' minds, to make them stop thinking about themselves as negative, to stop making them think about themselves as being ugly or something superficial. We got to get some rappers on board that are willing to champion the cause of the Black Power movement, okay? Just like we heard from our brother Monday night, we heard from our brother, Brother Khaled Al-Mansour, who penned the song for James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. We got to get some more of you entertainers out there who will put some revolutionary lyrics together. You'll be like the Immortal Techniques, and you will be like the Dead Prayers. Now, you'll be like the Public Enemies, and you'll even be like N.W.A. at a time when they were dropping politics. You'll be like the Tupac Shakur's. We need those out there that are willing to speak the real in their songs, and they're not just satisfied with making music to make you bump and grind in the club or shake and dance a jig in the club and go home to hell and your community's hell and you live in a hellish condition. We need people that are ready to put some real lyrics in the music and are willing to be accountable and responsible for what they say out of their mouths that's going into the minds and hearts of our babies. We're talking about real rappers, revolutionary rappers. We're talking about real soldiers with microphones, real soldiers with video cameras. We're talking about real soldiers and warriors with budgets. That's what Button B is going to represent to you. And that's what those who are endorsing this Million Youth March are going to represent to you. And I'm glad to say that Brother Button B has endorsed the Million Youth March. I'm glad to say Brother Nick Cannon has endorsed the Million Youth March. I'm glad to say that so many others have endorsed the Million Youth March, and the list is still growing. We're going to reach out to some more folks. We're going to reach out to Dead Prayers. We're going to reach right out to Immortal Technique. We're going to reach out to the Outlaws. We're going to reach out to T.I. We're going to reach out to all of those, not just entertainers, but all of you who have influence over the youth and that the youth is listening to. We're going to reach out to you, and we're going to want to see you there September the 7th of this year at 125th Street in Harlem, New York, Adam Clayton Powell for this Million Youth March, and they've already given their word. They're going to show up. This is big, and it's worth it. When you see a young brother like Trayvon vilified all through the media and slandered, and they slander him just because they say the young man smoked a little weed. Hell, how many of you out there listening to me right now have never smoked weed? Very few of you have never smoked weed. Probably right now, most of you smoking right now while I'm talking on Black Power Radio, especially coming up in your teens as young men and as young women. Many of our young men and young women, they try things. We try things. We're influenced by things. We have certain pressures. We go through things. Those are stages of life. But does that mean that that is justifiable in killing them? Black man or black woman, does that make it justified? Is it justified? Is it okay to kill a young black male just because he smoked weed, just because he wears a hoodie, just because he got a bag of Skittles and some iced tea in his hand and you claim he looks suspicious? Is that justifiable? We don't think so. And so it's heating up out there. And we want to send prayers and thanks to Sister Marissa Alexander out there who's locked down right now, who the Stand Your Ground law did not apply to. Even though she tried to invoke Stand Your Ground It didn't apply to her, and she fired a warning shot. No life was lost. She fired a warning shot, and she's doing 20 years. But now George Zimmerman prepping for acquittal and prepping to be released after a murder had been committed, and he hid and was running and was being hid by the Sanford police and others, being hid. And they wouldn't even tell poor Trayvon Martin's family that he was dead. Took 3 whole days. Wouldn't even tell him that he was dead. He lay in the morgue marked as a John Doe, unidentified, when the Sanford Police Department all the time had his information. These are the times that we're living in. And these are serious times. It's not a time to play. It's not a time to take for a joke. Your babies, the black babies, are under assault. As we read in the scripture, where it talks about killing the male and sparing the female. There was a plan in biblical days that read to kill the male children and spare the females. And if you look, that's exactly what has happened and what is happening. The young black male is under assault on a daily and consistent basis, despised and rejected. And the black woman is being elevated through white America, all around America, to make the black man look like he is not the head of his household or the head of his kingdom or the head of his nation. The black woman now says in her mind, I don't need the black man because I got this job or I got this white man to do for me, and I don't need you, black man. That's what the image is being put out there. We're going to turn all this around because the black man is the father of civilization, like the black woman is the mother of civilization. And we are twin halves of the same divine essence. You need a black man, black woman, and you need a black woman, black man. Stop running around chasing Heather and chasing Hillary and chasing Susie. You stop that and you cut that out, black man, and you go back home to your black woman. Make amends with the black woman. Black woman, you make amends with the black man, and you go back home to the black man, as the root word in relationship is to relate. And there is no skunk anywhere on the face of this planet that can relate to you, black man, like that black woman. And there's no skunk anywhere on the planet, black woman, that can relate to you like this black man. See, these are the issues that we got to talk about. And America, as an establishment, is doing a great job of sweeping this stuff under the rug. You don't hear this kind of conversation on BET. You don't hear this kind of conversation on MTV. You don't hear it on any of the news networks. All you hear is watered down discussion, watered down theological discussion and theory and debate, but you don't hear the real. That's why you got to come to Black Power Radio. So that's what Brother Bun B going to talk about, amongst other things. And we also want you to be able to call in and to voice your opinion. I know we got some folks that's mad out there. You mad because we keep putting heat on Zimmerman's backside. And you mad because we continuously stand up for the rights of black people and black youth in general. We say Trayvon Martin is innocent and George Zimmerman is guilty. Trayvon Martin is innocent and George Zimmerman is guilty. They're talking, there's talks now about the new Black Panther Party going to bring a busload of folks down into Sanford if George Zimmerman is found not guilty. I can't confirm that and I can't deny that. All I can tell you out there in the radio listening audience is that God is working amongst black people, and that whatsoever the will of God is to do amongst black people, that's what will be done. We have nothing to say about it and nothing to do with it. It's God at work, just like God got off into Nat Turner. Oh, you know about Nat Turner, that great fiery prophet who read the Bible while he was under oppression and under harsh circumstance. And he read some scriptures in the book that talked about what to do under those type of conditions. And Nat Turner got up and started taking care of some business. God got into Nat Turner. God got into Colin Ferguson, you heard the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad talk about. God got into Dessalines. God got into Bootman. God has gotten into Harriet Tubman and so many others who come before us, and God is working among, working with black people today. God is working in Sanford. So although it may look like because they've stacked the jury and put a predominantly all white, predominantly female jury in there, it may look like George Zimmerman may get off because of a technicality or because they didn't, the prosecution was weak and didn't lay the case out the way it was supposed to. I'm here to tell you on Black Power Radio that God is working amongst the people and God will give justice for Trayvon Martin. There is no justice like the justice that God can give. And I'm not talking about no mystery. I'm talking about that God of our forefathers and foremothers, that African God that some of you call Akhenaten, some of you call Okulu Kulu, some of you call Yemenya, some of you call Obatula, some of you call Oshun or Ogun, some of you, and let's say Allah, some of you just stick one finger up in the air and say one God, whatever name that you use. I'm talking about the black man and black woman's God is in the flesh, in person, and in the people. And some of us are angry as hell. You just stay tuned. You just, what Batman used to say, you stay tuned to that channel. You just stay tuned to Black Power Radio. You just stay tuned to the new Black Panther Party. You just stay tuned to our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Shabazz. I think he's on with us. Let me look. I think it is our national chairman, brothers and sisters, before we bring on Brother Bun B and Minister Hashim and Zinga, let us hear from our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power, welcome to the show, Brother Chairman.
All right, Black Power, and my honor and respect and love to you and all of those who are working hard in this hour. His brother, I just logged in. Is Bun B on the line?
He's not here yet, so he's on the way.
He's on the way. Is Minister Hashim on with us?
He's on the way with Bun B, sir.
He's on the way. Okay, that's fine. Well, let me say this then, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you all. I want to thank you, Minister Shah Kwali, and I want to thank all of the laborers that are working hard in this hour for the Million Youth March and for the National Black Family Convention and for, in general, the liberation and rise of our people. I'm very busy at the moment, and so I just want to drop a few updates, and then if you got some questions for me, I'll take them. And then I want to hear from Bun B and Minister Hashim. And I want to say straight before we get started the thanks to Bun B, the legendary rapper from UGK, who I've known for quite some time through Minister Hashim and Zinga. And he's one of the best rappers in the bounds of North America, and he's a very well-educated, trill-type rapper that knows how to drop life and science, but do it in a mathematical way that has sold a whole records. And so I thank Allah that Bun B has endorsed the Million Youth March, and I look forward to seeing him at the Million Youth March because New York wants to hear from some Bun B also. And so I thank Minister Hashim and Zinga for his work as the National Youth Director of this march. He has worked hard to bring on some good endorsements and some good guests and to show that our network, our coalition, people that are with us, is much broader than what the enemy says. And so it really makes no difference what the enemy will say about any of our broadcasts because the enemy never really tells the truth. But the truth of the matter is that the New Black Panther Party, which is a revolutionary organization, has friendships in all walks of life. in all walks of black life, we have friendships. And we're going about building our National Black Family Convention and building our Million Youth March based on solid principles, solid relationships, and based on great expectation for what we can produce. We're headed for a great day, sisters and brothers, and a great convention. The National Black Family Convention will start on September the 4th in Harlem, New York, and proceed through September the 8th. And the highlight and the capstone of the convention is the 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March, which will be right there on the Harlem, right there at the Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building. It's the Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building Plaza, which sometimes is known as the Harlem State Office Building. But it's right there on the plaza. But the crowd will be right out there on 125th Street and on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. And we'll be blocking off the block between Adam Clayton Powell and Lenox on Malcolm X. 125th Street will be ours as well. We don't want no cars and no traffic driving by our rally, our march. We want to shut the whole block down and, damn it, bring 125th Street to a halt. And if we have to bring New York City to a halt, and so the world can see and understand what we're dealing with when we talk about the plight and the position of our youth and our people, our agenda must be put on the center stage of the nation and the world, and we ain't got no time to play and no chances to miss. We got serious issues. Yeah, we got entertainers and sponsors and all of the actors and all kind of big names in the struggle and out of the struggle that's coming aboard to help us. But I want us to understand that it's a serious time for black people, and this Million Youth March is about black youth, black family, and about black liberation. It's about black youth, black family, and about the liberation struggle of our people. And so gentrification is high on the list. And that's why we need to bring 125th Street to a halt. Because gentrification and the taking of our land and the pushing of our people out of urban areas and destroying affordable housing and destroying black businesses. It's happening right there where the march will be. It's happening right there in Harlem. And we have a plan to counter the plan to destroy and remove us from these cities. That plan is coming into fruition at this National Black Family Convention at Million Youth March. Violence, the killing of ourselves and the murdering of ourselves. We have a plan. We have a coalition. We have some of the top anti-violence activists and experts from across the nation that are coming in for the convention and for the march. We have to deal with the problems of the social problems amongst our youth, at-risk youth, children and our youth in foster homes, abused and neglected, abused by their parents physically. Young girls and young boys being abused by their daddies sexually. Yes, we're going to deal with it face-to-face at the convention and our march, Million Youth March, 15-year anniversary. Black economics, the health crisis, the death being given to us by McDevils and Wendy's and oh, no good 7-Eleven, all of the death merchants in our community, we got to have a plan. And we do have a plan. And so I don't have a lot of time to talk tonight because I'm busy in the back room on the drawing board making sure that this convention and this march means something. We have hell of a topics and workshops that will be at our convention. Our convention is at the Adam Clayton Powell Office Building. Our convention, which will be exclusive and limited seating, our best scholars, Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, the anti-violence experts from the new Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, Silky Slim from Stop the Killing Inc. in New Orleans, Pastor Ted Sutton from Baltimore, Dennis Muhammad from Peacekeepers Inc. They will all be in at our convention and presenting over those several days. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, I'm getting ready to put a call out to General Sarah Sultan Seti. We already have Brother Polite and the New Covenant on board. We're assembling the scholars, assembling the revolutionaries, assembling our teachers, assembling our social workers, assembling at this convention and our march, because it's about the black family, about reclaiming our youth, and it's about dealing with this wicked system of white racism and white supremacy given to us by the goddamn white man. And I'm very more serious right now in these last 60 days than I ever have been about any project. And so, New Black Panther Party, you better rise to the occasion. Get your boots on and rise to the occasion, because it's getting ready to go down. If they try to stop us from having any street, any part of the street that we want and demand be shut off, then we are ready for a legal showdown and ready for a throwdown with Bloomberg. Because one thing that we will be establishing on this day and at this convention is that we're saying hell no to stop and frisk. And we're not going to allow Bloomberg and his police to stop and frisk us anymore. We'll fill up these jails by the thousands, but we're not going to allow this beast with his hairy hands to go around jumping and patting on our people and violating their Fourth Amendment rights and their rights of search and seizure. We're going to put a stop to this. We're putting together a black survival manual so that everybody that comes and attends will never have to pretend that they don't know what our agenda was. A black survival manual that teaches the black man and woman, teaches the parents, teaches the youth where they can find information to give to their children and to teach to their children and share with their children about economics, about education, African history, health, gentrification, self-defense, all of the key areas of black life, fatherhood, motherhood, adulthood, all of that is going to be addressed. So I thank God for the laborers who are working in this hour. I thank God for all of the laborers that are working on board, Sister Marcia, Sister Glenda, Sister Sion from California, Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, all of those that are working with us that are not even in the Panther Party but are working every day and reporting in, we thank God for you. I thank God for you, and I want to let you know, all of those, as I leave off this broadcast, or maybe take a couple of questions and turn it over to our guests, that we are really serious about producing some results. We want to put tens of thousands in the streets, tens of thousands, maybe 100,000, if Allah bless us, to put our agenda, our youth, our message of black power out before the world. But we got to get down into results. When you come to this Million Youth March, we want you to have in your hands and be able to leave with your black survival manual, so that you'll know what it takes to survive in a wicked world of white supremacy. What it takes to survive in a wicked world of white supremacy. I just came from the island of Puerto Rico. And white supremacy, sisters and brothers, what they call white racism and white supremacy is real. I know I'm supposed to have a debate with Polite on August 25th where they say that white supremacy is not a reality, and that white racism is not as bad as we think, and there's no need for black power. Oh, how I disagree with that. Even though the white man is not supreme, even though he's a grafted, Johnny-come-lately mutant who has just got here a few days ago after crawling out of the caves and hills of Europe, and he's physically weaker than us, he has set up a diabolical system of white racism and white law, which makes him temporarily supreme everywhere I go. And so all in the islands, it's the white on the top and the black on the bottom. It's the white Latin and the white Puerto Rican on top and the black Puerto Rican on the bottom. in Latin America, Argentina, Brazil, it's the white on the top and the black on the bottom. In the United States of America, it's the white on top and the black on the bottom. Even if it's a black man as president every day, he has to cut a tap dance and a tune for the white on the top and the black on the bottom. Everywhere on the planet, black man and woman, we are all we got. We are all we got. And I'm seeing this now from continuing to travel the world that we are all we got. And somebody has got to stand up for us that don't have no damn allegiance to the enemy. It ain't got to come with no cut cards. It ain't got to support no gay marriages and none of that crap. Can stand up and tell the black family and the black youth what we need and give them a plan. And our Almighty God, Allah, have given us this opportunity. And so I'm working very hard right now to assemble the strongest and the most intelligent leadership that we got, the strongest and most intelligent rappers that we got. Me and Minister Hashim, Minister Sean, and those who are working on our committee, those in New York working the ground, Shaheed and all of them. And we have not forgot about King Samir Shabazz. He will be out in a few days. He has gone behind bars, behind this new Black Panther Party and this Million Youth March, and we're going to free King Samir. You can bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to get or we're going to get, but if we don't work, goddammit, the I going to work, going to get that man out. I thank God that Minister Mikhail Muhammad is out and free from the grip of this devil. That he's out right now as we come to the end conclusion of the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman saga and old no good Zimmerman. A fat beast. And we pray Allah that he spend many years behind bars. If he doesn't, if he is acquitted, it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. If Zimmerman walks out that courtroom without a manslaughter conviction or a second-degree murder conviction, it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. Woo! So much, black man. But all I can tell y'all is we're working for results, working so that there'd be no more Trayvon Martins killed again, no more mothers and fathers crying. Working so we can have a black survival manual, so we can have some tools that we can use to fight white racism and white supremacy. Working so when you come to this march and convention, if you need a mentor and you don't have a mentor, you can sign up and tap into your mentor. Working so that if you don't know, you want to help black youth, but you know nothing about starting an organization or resources or how to house youth in a residential program or how to reach them through outreach or community services. If you don't know how to do any of that, we're going to have that information here for you, there for you, so you can get started taking care of our kids and not leave it to the Catholic Church and other outside people that are taking care of our kids right in front of our nose and often running and carrying out policies that don't make no sense. We are going to put this in effect. We want you to come out of this march and this convention with our online university. I will not be complaining. Yeah, we cannot continue to complain about the killing fields and the public school system and complain about how they're not teaching our babies. God damn it, we're going to set up this Million New March on our website, www.millionyouthmarch2013.com. Go there now. www.millionyouthmarch2013.com and www.newblackpanther.com. That is the website for black consciousness and for the future of black youth and for the future of this revolution. And so what am I saying? We're working on coming out with concrete results. We're working on building a united front. I've talked about it for years on this broadcast, but it's coming into reality right now, and it must last beyond September 7th. And so I'm ready, brother. I'm pumped up, and I'm ready for a showdown with our existence, our survival, our future, where we're headed in America. This will be a defining moment. It's a defining moment for the black youth of this nation. a defining moment for our people and where we're going to be. We got to make a choice, a defining moment for our ideology, our philosophy. Is it going to be this weak, integrationist, pro-homosexual bullshit agenda that is before our people right now, or is it going to be about black power, black excellence, and a better way for our people other than this weak way we have right now? And so it's going to be the toughest days in the next 57 days. And I'm, by Allah's grace, getting ready for the fight. And I thank all of you who are fighting. And for those of you who are watching and sitting around watching, I say get up off your ass and don't just watch us. Help us. We are here to help our people. This has nothing to do with anything, really, but helping our people and using the opportunity that our bold, beloved, bald-headed father, Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he gave us this Million Youth March. And on his 15th year anniversary, we should thank him by showing that we're continuing his work. And so let me take maybe one question, black man, that I'm gone. I want to let Mr. Hashim and Zynga and Bun B come on, and I just want to check it out. So if you have any question for me that I'm going to release, God?
Yes, sir. We want to know, while we got you, and thank you for all that you said, we want to know about your thoughts on this Trayvon Martin case and this George Zimmerman trial. We haven't heard much from you on it. What are your thoughts on it so far? I know that you've been looking at it.
My first thought is that if Zimmerman was a black man, and if Zimmerman had ignored as a black man a 911 call and went after a white youth like that and stalked that youth like that, and somehow or another at the end of whatever went on, that white youth was dead from the gun of that black man who did like Zimmerman, that black man would no report that this white man, Zimmerman, is receiving. And that's the first thing we have to understand in this trial in the context of white racism and white supremacy, is that white people are looking to justify the death of Trayvon Martin, and they see themselves through Zimmerman. And when the white man sees himself through the eyes of Zimmerman, then you have attorneys like old Mark Geragos, who is doing all he can to defend Zimmerman, Dershowitz, and all of these other cracker lawyers that would not be defending Zimmerman were he a black man. They would not be putting their credentials and their arguments, and every time something comes up favorable for the defendant, they're cheering, hooray, hooray. They would not be backing Zimmerman if he was a black man. They are backing him because they are backing the white man's right to kill a black youth as they please, and they want to see Zimmerman win with his gun, alleging that he was attacked by Trayvon or whatever he was, when he knowing he kept his behind in that goddamn vehicle. And so I thank the new Black Panther Party and myself for help getting that bastard arrested, because they wasn't even going to arrest him and bring him to justice if it wasn't for the intervention of the new Black Panther Party. But I will say this as we leave on off, and this jury better come back with something substantial. If it ain't straight out second degree murder conviction, it better be manslaughter with some lengthy penalties, and he better be doing some time behind bars for a long time. Because there's plenty of black people that's hot and brown people that's hot and upset behind this, and they're not going to let him walk out of that courtroom. And they let's lie down and take it. And that's what I'm hearing all in the news, and that's what I'm seeing. And others, from what I'm hearing, is only from what I'm hearing, that it'll be deja vu like 1992 when they let them cops off that savagely beat Rodney King and just let them off because the white people in that county identify with them white officers. These people, brothers and sisters, they have no respect for black life. They were born to kill us. born with a lust for blood for black people. They don't even consider black life life. Oh, so a lot is at stake. Oh, these prosecutors are making mistakes, and I don't believe it's intentional. I mean, I believe that some of it's by design. I don't believe it's unintentional, pardon me. Some of it's by design. Major errors. Goddamn medical examiner, totally unprepared. And you compare him, the prosecution assistant medical examiner who performed the autopsy, with the defense experts, the damn top experts on pathology and autopsies in America. And you can see, with all the resources the state of Florida have, all the finances they have, all the ability they have, they're really not trying that case the way they need to be trying that case. Anyway, this is it. This is America. And this is a test for the United States of America. It's a test for the black man and black woman. It's an open case of racism where white people are cheering and rooting that Zimmerman get off for killing one of our black children and our black babies. Brothers and sisters, they are not with us. And they don't give a damn about Trayvon. They care about Zimmerman. And so it's going to be a hot summer and a hot fall and a hot winter. And all of you that ain't hot, you need to get hot. Because I'm going by Allah's grace, stay hot while keeping a cool head. May Allah bless you as I greet you in peace on to the Million You March 15th year anniversary, on to the Black Family Convention, September 4th through September the 8th, right there in New York at the Adam Clayton Powell Harlem office building. It's a family affair. The Crips, the Bloods, the Christians, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Muslims, the Nation of Islam, the Sunni Muslim, the New Black Panther Party, the Black Power Cartel, the Black Riders. All of us, we're all one family. And I'm your brother, and I'm going to do all I can to pull us together, but to pull us together under a strong ideology and a strong mission and nothing weak in this hour. Gird up your loins. Gird up your loins, for it is our time, and the enemy's time is coming to an end, and we should bring it to an end as fast as possible. Black power.
Black power. And thank you very much for the national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Brothers and sisters, you have been listening to our national chairman, Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, with timely instructions, timely warning, and telling us what's going on. And we thank him. We thank you, sir. I want to move right into the next phase of the broadcast and bring in our National Chief of Staff, who will play host, and he'll also introduce our guests and conduct the further interview. We want to bring in now our National Chief of Staff, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black Power.
All right, Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, can hear you well.
All right, man, the chairman was fired up. Black Power, to the hard work, the leadership, the scholarship of our national chairman and our attorney warrior for his management of this Million Youth March 15th anniversary and his planning, him keeping all the communication lines open. And we just thank God for him. And Brother Sean, to you too. And man, it's good to be Black on Black Power Radio. Giving God the glory and giving honor to our leader and spiritual warrior who's always with us, whose name we will always remind the people of, and that's the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, who came up with the concept of this Million Youth March from his big brother and father who brought us the Million Man March. Just want to say this is going to be a powerful show tonight. We're dealing with entertainers, the rap world, and their part and their role in the liberation of our people, which they play a great role in the liberation of our people. And we had Bun B on earlier. He had to click off, but he's going to call back. And if the chairman is still listening, Brother Bun B from UGK and Rap-A-Lot Records is in Baltimore tonight doing a show with Ice Cube as we speak. And he's running off the stage to the dressing room back. And so he said he's going to try to call back at the top of the hour, about 9:15, and also have Brother Ice Cube on the phone with him. His manager didn't tell him he had a concert when we booked the show, so we're going to rebook him for a whole hour. But we are going to talk to him in about 15, 20 minutes. But let me just talk about the history of rap and the revolutionary movement through the eyes of our national chairman, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and me and myself and Attorney Malik Shabazz, because we do have a guest on with us, but we're going to bring his big brother Bun B on for 40 minutes, and then we're going to bring him on for 30 minutes. And so we have standing with us and standing by a protege of Bun B, who's Bun B is a mentor to him from a great record label that Pimp C, God bless his spirit, and Bun B helped start Trill Entertainment. So we got a young brother who's going to be one of our spokesmen and who's working in the studio to bring us a song for the youth. And he's going to be, we're going to bring him on first now. And that's our brother who's well known, came off the Scream Tour last year and is on tour now with the Trill Fam. We're going to bring on our little brother, Little Trill, in a few seconds, who's standing by in Atlanta, Georgia. But Brother Sean, I just want to say, we couldn't have did the 1998 march without the rap world. In the last hour, in the last day, in the last minute, Master P overnighted us almost $130,000 cashier check so we could pay for the sound and so much other stuff that we needed for the march. Master P of No Limit Records, we can never stop saying his name when it comes to the Million Youth March. Brother Steve Harvey chipped in. Sister Erykah Badu chipped in. Snoop Dogg chipped in. Ice Cube chipped in. Will Smith helped with the Million Man March. Jada Pinkett helped with the Million Woman March. Jim Jones. So many, man. Jay Prince from Rap-A-Lot helped us get with Master P. And so did Bun B and Pimp C, so they could help us with this mighty, mighty march. And Kanye West has been a firm believer in the revolution and has always spoke his mind right from saying Bush don't like black people, which was a bold statement at that time. So I want to say to the listening audience and the youth in the listening audience that our rappers, sometimes, and the rap labels sometimes don't get the credit for how much they communicate and help planning and help manage crisis in black communities, from Katrina to homelessness to people's house getting burned up. What do? When a family get put out or when a crisis comes, we go on the radio, black radio, and we start calling who? Ice-T. We start calling T.I., Luda, Shaka, and different ones, our brothers and sisters, because they have the capital. And as you know, Dr. Khalid Muhammad got with Rap-A-Lot Records and Willie D and Scarface and did that White Woman Cave Bitch with the Itch. And you know he got with our revolutionary rapper, Tupac. And they got a track on there called The White Man World with Dr. Khalid and Minister Farrakhan. So this is a long-going history of us dealing with Erykah Badu's and the sisters from Fuji, who we know, Lauren Hilda, who's locked down now, and she shouldn't pay no taxes to America, as far as I'm concerned. But we pray with her, and we stay with her, and we stick with her through her times where the beast done kidnapped her from us. Anyway, with no further ado, I just wanted to give a little background on how this agenda going to run with this Million Youth March September 7th in Harlem on Adam Clayton Powell, Black Harlem, and this great agenda of the Black Family Convention and some of the things we're going to be doing. We'll go over later with the panel. But I want to, with no further ado, bring on a young man that I've been mentoring and I watched grow up, and he just graduated from high school this year. And he's been out there with Michael Mullen, who the Scream Tour supports us. And Michael and Nick Cannon and others are out there running the Scream Tour, with running them commercials all over the world with Little Trill. And until Bun B and Ice Cube kick in from Baltimore, as they go on and off the stage out there where our attorney is, we're going to bring up our little friend who knows these streets and who knows these little people. Came out of this Trill found fallen Bootsy, who's locked down, who we fighting to get out, and who we was with his brother yesterday, and Bootsy support this Million Youth March, and we was with the CEO of Trill Entertainment and others who are going to help us pull this thing off. Little Trill, are you there?
Yo.
Little Trill, we got the audience listening, and I just want you to talk about the struggle of a young rapper that is born into a multi-million-dollar corporation, because for the listening audience don't know, Lil Trill's father owns Trill Entertainment. And so Lil Trill born up under the Pimp C's, the Bun B's, the Webby's, the Bootsy's, and has became a little extraordinary rapper himself. And we're trying to lead him, and he understands it totally, the responsibility that's on his shoulder as a young rapper with thousands and millions of Twitter fans and thousands on Facebook and everywhere you go. I was with him and I managed him during the Scream Tour, and we would go in these coliseums all over the world, and it was packed to the rafters. Sometimes we had to do two shows in cities, and Lil Trill was handling his business. And Lil Trill, we just want you to talk about, I'm going to shut up, and we want you to talk about what do you see can help our young youth in these streets that are becoming the killing field. What do you can help our youth that are getting on drugs so early and different things that are going on, and police brutality and the police chasing our young people from pillar to post. And as you travel from city to city on these tour buses and in and out on these planes, and as a young man who I know and seen a whole bunch, but has been blessed with a great foundation, a great mother, a great father, and a great cast of grandmothers and others who look after you, what do you see, and what do you want to talk about with the youth that we use you as one of our young people out here to talk for the Million Youth March, and to, as you create in the studio, a song that could bring our youth together? Come on, Lil Trill.
Well, the thing that's affecting us Black communities at a young age is the drugs. But, you know, drugs, 50% of money in the world is drugs, and you know, people want to make fast money, and they see that, you know, less fortunate families can't afford clothes and shoes, Jordan and stuff. So kids, school, you know what I'm saying, not having those things that other kids have that are able to get their hands on to, and they want to sell drugs because they want to buy, you know, the stuff that other kids are doing. It's basically show and tell, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Hashim, showing out for other folks, you know what I'm saying. So both the drugs are always going to be in the Black communities, because, you know, white people letting it get into the community anyway. They letting it come over here on the boat. You don't think if they wanted to stop the boat, they'll make it stop. But things about the reason why I say I wanted to be a part of this Million Youth March, because I represent for all the young people, you know, that coming from both. I had both sides of the world. I had a rich dad, you know, mom wasn't less fortunate, but she tried to do everything that she could do, you know. So basically, I'm on the internet, so I'm you know, like, as now I'm scamming, seeing what's going on, you know, in the world. Dr. Hashim, are you still on?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. You keep on talking. Just talk from your heart.
You see, man, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, if Hashim didn't break it up or whatever, but we have a bad population of jungle kids. Yesterday, a guy he's actually the boost, but still we hope, praying he comes from bad corruption. the more we can help clean up the community, the more we should do, you know. And I hope everybody get to come out to the Million Youth March and see me do my thing, you know what I'm saying, and represent for all the young folks out there.
Latrell, let me ask you this. I've seen your father, I've seen Bootsy, I've seen Webby in Baton Rouge. I've seen them give toys during Christmas. I've seen Trill Entertainment employ at least over 100 people in Baton Rouge, just like Master P did when he was there, Cash Money up in New Orleans. I've seen families get housing because of Trill Entertainment. I've seen and I've heard phone calls come to your father or mail or even yourself. And I've seen y'all give people economic help, you know, and your father made a movie called Ghetto Life, the ghetto stories that you played in and showed the true streets and what's going on in our communities. And a lot of people want to get mad at rappers, get mad at us for showing what is going on in our communities and showing what is destroying our communities. But also what we're really doing, to me, is we're reflecting what the politicians, what the churches, and what a lot of the mothers and fathers are letting go on, because we can control our communities if we wanted to. Like you said earlier in the show, if the United States with Homeland Security and others wanted the drugs to stop flowing into these communities, they could stop it. Hell, they check people and find flashlight batteries in their pocket and throw them away at the airports and on and on. But you being growing up, like you said, and you did a CD called Rags to Riches, and you did a CD because, as you say, you grew up in the hood of Baton Rouge because your mother wasn't as fortunate. But then you'll be with your mother half the time, and then you'll move over to the rich part of town and be with your father. So you got to experience both sides. And that's why I love you to death. You're so well balanced. And people who know you would fall deeply in love with your attitude. And through being on tour buses, through being on planes, through traveling, through being homeschooled, tell me how important it was for you, for your mother, for your father, for your grandmother, for you to get that diploma that I saw on your father's fireplace a couple of days ago.
It was a big accomplishment for me because, like I said, I grew up in the hood, you know. And I was one of those kids that got expelled from school for gang fights and stuff like that. So it was a big accomplishment to me from not being going to school since the seventh grade, you know, to a real school, and then coming to walking across the stage and, you know, seeing my mom and my dad sit out there in that crowd, and it made them happy also because, you know, a lot of people thought that I wasn't going to be able to get a diploma because of the situation that I was put in. But God had other stuff planned for me. So I guess I'm doing better than what other people thought I'd be doing.
So as you are, Latrell, as you write songs, as you're in the studio, and you've been on songs with Webby, Bootsy, so many others, and then as you write your own albums and you're stepping now as 18-year-old into this almost a young entrepreneur. I mean, you had cars early, you had money early, but people don't understand who are aspiring to be young rappers. They don't understand the politics of the rap world. They don't understand the challenge of the rap world, the hours you have to put in, the pressure that's consistently on you, because after all, it's a business and it's a job. And a lot of young people want to say, I'm a rapper. But as I know for sure with you, you are a professional rapper. That's your profession. That's what you do for a living. That's why you're on the screen tour with people like Mindless Behavior and on and on. Tell us how hard, and tell the young people how hard it is to really grind and get to where you are, because we know your father on the label, but we also know, and I know for a fact, he didn't give you nothing.
Right, basically, Hashim, rapping is just like having a job. If you want to do a job, you got to be the best at it. If you work at a job, you gonna want to be the best at it, right? So you got to practice and practice and practice and practice. And practice takes time. Practice makes perfect. At the same time, but you got to keep your name up. You got to keep your appearance up. You got to keep the finest stuff. You got to buy the finest stuff. You got to, you know, you got to portray yourself as something you're not. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you're playing yourself, but at the same time, you're not playing yourself because you're playing, you're working for the money, you know what I'm saying? But trying to basically come being a rapper, you know, people want to hurt you, you know, saying it comes with girls, but it also comes with AIDS too. If you like that type of person, if that's what you're trying to be a rapper for, you gotta know what your mindset on. You setting on you focus on the money or you focus on the fame. You focus on your family or you focus on change. You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta basically look at. You gotta know what your goal is and what you set for and what you looking for in life. Because if you're not sure on what you want to, you gonna go to a different place. You know, left, right, left, up, down, you know, everywhere.
Well, I know for a fact, you know, I know your mother, I know your father. I've been your manager on the road on these tours, and I know you just left. What is it like to the young people who don't know when you are running up on the stage and a Nick Cannon is there? Are you running up on the stage and you're traveling and you're in hotels with Mindless Behavior and the OMG girls, or I might have said that initial wrong, and you got T.I. backstage talking to you in one ear, and then all of a sudden you're running into Disney, sisters who work for Disney, and then you're running into your fans, and how do guys your age who started so young, how do you handle all the different, the glamour and the glitz of this rap work? Are you there? Latrill, are you there? Can you still hear us, Brother Sean?
Yes, sir. We're still on. Might have lost his connection.
Okay, he'll call me back. Matter of fact, Brother Sean, I'll let you take over a second and I'll try to get him back. If he's in the studio, that phone in the studio acts up. So let me try to call him back because I want people to get to ask our guest. Little Trill, 18 years old, signed with Trill Entertainment, done worldwide tours, finna go out of the country, and gonna be performing at the Million Youth March. Gonna be doing us a song with some of his partners in the rap world, positive song for the march, and just make yourself available all the time for schools. We done took him to so many schools and so many youth functions. And I'm just glad that his father, which is a very good friend of mine, lend him to us so that, you know, the youth can have some real, true conversations. Because this is a youth march, and we're going to bring more people like Latrell. Let me grab him back, Brother Sean. You can update people on the website and different things, and I'll grab him and come right back.
Right.
Brother Sean?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm sure. Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we are listening right now to Little Trill from Trill Entertainment and our host, Minister Hashim and Zinga, as they're in the studio, and as well as Bun D, who was on with us at the top of the hour. And our national chairman called in, and so he's going to call back in when they come off of the stage. They're in Baltimore, Maryland right now. On the stage with Ice Cube as well, and so they're going to call back in. So we're to get an extra surprise from one of our longtime comrades, and especially strong comrade with the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. We look to hear from Brother Ice Cube tonight as he'll be back there with Brother Bun B. So y'all just stay tuned. You just stay tuned and stay tight. Now, I wanted Brother Frank had hit me up in the box and told me to tell you all the chat room is open. For those of you who like to chat, we didn't have a chat room open at the beginning, but for those of you that, you know, you chat starts, and that's fine. Then you go to that chat room and you can also place your questions there. We're going to take your questions online. We're going to take them via the phones too for a little trill and take your questions for Bun B and possibly Ice Cube tonight. And so we're going to stretch out. But again, the theme was talking about saving black youth. I think they're back on with us, Minister Hashim.
All right. All right, Latrell, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, before we lost you, I was just talking about, let's talk about this, Latrell, because you well know, and you've helped a lot of your young people try to get through this criminal justice system. What do you feel? Do you feel the police are targeting young people your age?
I feel like the young people getting all self-targeted. we the reason why we getting targeted, actually.
Well, tell us what you're talking about.
The reason why I feel like we getting targeted because the no man's, like you call, it's just like y'all had no man's when y'all were younger. We got no man's these days, like people that don't care because they probably lost their mind, their dad, you know, lost something that's real close to them, special to them, and that's just like a suicidal. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, man, they go out and crash. They go out, we call, basically, you can call them crash dummies. And they go out and crash our younger youth. Money will make them do it. Girls, just like I said, with the fame and the, trying to be somebody, basically, trying to be more than what you are. I'm trying to basically talk about it because it really kind of disturbed me because I got in trouble with the law before, so I know how it feels. I feel like they target some of us, but then again, sometimes some of us deserve to be targeted at the same time.
Well, let me say this, Latrell. I appreciate your honesty because the black family, the black community, the Million Youth March is not, like Brother Malik said earlier, our chairman, is not a forest. We want to get some real things done. And the only way we're going to get real things done is we're going to have to keep it Trill, and as our Trill got his name. And you're right. And as much as we get on the white man, sometimes we're self-destruction because too many people have paved the way from Harriet Tubman, from Frederick Douglass, from Ida B. Wells, to Booker T. Washington, to Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, your grandmother, your great-grandmothers, and people who are gone to get us in a situation where we can be lawyers, where we can be entrepreneurs, where we can be doctors, where we can be teachers, where we can be what we want to be. And sometimes some of us, and like you say, they do target a lot of us, and we already know we're stereotyped. We already know that if we're a black male, we know the paradigm of how we're looked at. But I really, really appreciate you at 18, knowing you after all the time in the streets, and then the next day you can be on a stage in an arena that has 50,000 people in it, and the next day you can be in a $2 million house. And to be real and just be honest, that some of us are going to have to change our ways. But let me ask you this, Latrell. How do you think we can reclaim ourselves? How do you think we, as adults, with this Million Youth March, can bring the young people together and liberate their minds, and maybe turn some, as you call it, the crash dummies around and stop the self-destruction of our black males and the homosexuality and some of the other stuff that's destroying our community? How do you think we should start?
Put more positive stuff in the communities. No, it's no such thing as parks anymore. So people don't go to parks. Kids don't want to go to parks. Kids want to ride bikes, and well, if you got a bike in my hood, you get your bike stolen. But you know, I really don't. Where I'm from, they don't play with bikes or nothing like that. They play with guns. So the only way I know they can put stuff, make stuff better, is put positive stuff in the community and show people positive stuff can happen. Like, you know, stuff, if you from the hood, you still can come up to the top. And I think it'll take more for the people that are above, you know what I'm saying, above standards to come back to the hood, because a lot of people leave their hood and don't come back and don't show love. So that basically means they see what they see in their neighborhood, that's what they're going to try to be. They're going to want to be the drug dealer. They're going to want to be the hustler. They're going to want to be the stripper. They're going to want to be the hooker. They're going to want to be the, you know, the person that they see in their neighborhood. And if the person that they see in their neighborhood, that's who they want to be. So if they see people that have become more from where they were, then they understand that you can do more. And that's where rappers come from. That's why everybody want to be rappers, because they see the rappers with the finest cars, the best gear, and the girls, and that's what basically gets to the community. That's why you don't hear kids talking about, oh, I want to be a lawyer, because they don't see a lawyer with no Ferrari. Well, not in a, unless you're in a movie. You don't see that in real life, you know what I'm saying? So they, it's basically you just got to put positive stuff in the community.
Well, you said a mouthful, because as you've been knowing me a long time, and I've always gave you books and different things to think about, Brother Carter G. Woodson, who wrote The Miseducation of the Negro and started Black History Week and Black History Month in 1926. In the book, The Miseducation of the Negro, he said exactly what you just said. He said, when you go to Yale, when you go to Harvard, when you go to Howard, when you go to Morehouse, when you go to Spelman, when you go to Wellesley, when you go to USC, when you go to Howard University or Grambling, you don't supposed to go and get that education and not come back to your community and help your own community. And a lot of us that get that education and move to the suburbs and never come back to the community. Just like you said, in your hood, they steal your bike. But then, as I know and you know, you live in another hood across town where it's gated and secured, and you can leave your bike in the middle of the street, but you still go back to the hood, and your family still go back to the hood, and your daddy still go back to the hood all the time and be with the people that they grew up with and help change the hood and got real estate in the hood and try to give people jobs in the hood and education. So you're exactly right, and you were saying no more parks. But white people demand parks. They demand so much green in their communities. They demand so many recreation centers. They demand boys clubs, girls clubs, United Way. They demand this money be spent. The money is there, but people who control the money move it a lot of times to the white part of town. So what you just said, Lil Trill, is part of this Million Youth March, we have to start letting the youth tell brothers and sisters who made it and are entrepreneurs and economically stable that they got to come back home and use some of that scholarship that they've gotten and use some of that power to reach back and get some of the young people and mentor some of the young people. And that's a great battle that we're willing to face with you. Literally, if you didn't know, let me just name to you before we go to the phone call some of the panels that we will have in the conference at the Million Youth March. One of the number one panels we're going to have is Countering the Conspiracy to Destroy the Black Boy. We're going to have another panel called The Black Family and Homosexual Gay Marriages, Are They Compatible? We're going to have another panel called Black Families, Black Economics, and Entrepreneurs. We're going to have another panel called Health Crisis in the Black Family Community, Solutions to the Health Crisis. Another panel is going to be called The Black Family and the Education Challenge. Another panel is going to be called Black Scholars, Message to the Parents of the Youth and a Gang Summit. Another panel is going to be Black College Students and Their Role in Our Liberation. Another panel is going to be called The Black Father in the Black Family, All is Not Lost. Another panel is going to be Black Families and the Gentrification Movement Against Our Communities, Land and Housing Reclaim. Another panel is going to be the Million Youth March 15th Anniversary Fashion Show. That's where we're going to have people like you performing, and we're going to have a fashion show and different things going on. Then we're going to have a post-Million Youth March Anniversary Battle Plan. Then we're going to have a Criminal Justice System and Brutality panel, Latrell. Then on Sunday, we're going to have a Black Family Religious Day, and we're going to talk about political prisoners, people like Boosie who are locked down and trapped. And then we're going to talk about the international paradigm of our black youth, which means globally, internationally, in Africa, in the Bahamas, in Jamaica, in the Ghana, all over the world, what are we doing as black youth? And then we're going to have a panel called The Power of Controlling the Media and to Construct Black Youth on What's Happening in the Media. And the last panel will be Controlling the Politics of Our Community. And I'll be sure, Latrell, let me get this out. Our website to go to is
Million Youth March 2013.com and just push panel, and you can read all those panels. And over the next couple of weeks, you'll start to fill in guest speakers and young people who are going to be on all of those panels. And Latrell, when we get through with them 4 days of work and all them panels, then we're going to go to the stage, and 10 or 15,000 people out there, we're going to do the Million Youth March and let you do your thing. Brother Sean, do we have some callers? Brother Sean, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
You still on?
Yeah, we're still here. We got a gang of callers, and our national chairman is on as well.
Well, let the chief come on, and he might have something for Latrell since he helped me grow him up. And then at some point, Ice Cube and Bun B are in Baltimore, and they probably be trying to see our national chairman tonight. I'm trying to hook that up. Bun didn't know he had a conflict in schedule, but they're going to try between the breaks of performance. Both of them are going to try to call in. Attorney Shabazz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I
found out that Bun B is in Baltimore. He didn't know he was performing a block from you with Ice Cube tonight, so they're going to call you after their performance. If I would have knew that, we would have made sure you was over there to talk to our brothers, because as you know, Ice Cube is a longtime friend of the Little Youth March and Honorable Dr. Colin Muhammad. Of course, Doc was on many of his albums. And Bun B, people don't know Attorney Shabazz was Pimp C's attorney and have been an attorney for Trill. And we got our little protege of Bun B and Pimp C and all of these guys on Little Trill. Malik, and we'll listen to you and let Little Trill take some of these calls.
Now, really what I want to do is, I heard when I was getting off that Bun B was at the show with Ice Cube, and he may not be able to call in for this show. But knowing how close you are to Bun B and we are to Bun B, I'm sure he'll be back on Monday. And I just called back in to really give you some support since I know that it was slow on Bun B. I want to say it's a pleasure to hear Lil Trill on the radio. And for you to support the Million Youth March is important to us, because you got the young crowd, and Scream Tour endorsing us is important. And I think it's important for a certain reason. You know, young people today, 17, 16 years old, my daughter 7 years old, your children, Hashim, Malika, Hadia, 14, 15, they haven't had the direct experiences with white racism that either we had or our parents had. And it's important that we begin sharing the knowledge with them so that when the young kid sees the conditions in the ghetto, when he sees black people without, when he sees them when it seems like sometimes their only option is to sell dope or slang dope, when he sees really sometimes how wild and crazy we are, I don't want Lil Trill and my daughter to put their head down in shame. I want them to know, and for us to let them know who destroyed the black man and who destroyed the black woman and how they destroyed us. And even though they're seeing signs of it through Trayvon and Zimmerman and how they would never turn against a white youth the way they turn it against Trayvon and try to dog him out, even though you're seeing a sign of that young man, you're seeing a sign of racism. You know, I'm glad we got these computers these days. I take my daughter right online, and I Google the word lynching. I Google the word slave ship, and I bring up the images. And we get right down and talking about what happened to the black man and the black woman. And so when y'all know this, you powerful young people, when you know and get a greater explanation of what the enemy have done to us, and what we are trying to do as liberation people to get us out of this condition, and how you are divinely placed with an ear to our people. You have God gave you a voice, and we're not even trying to really get you to change your message right now. We know young people want to have fun and do the things they do. We don't want you to come around us and act like it's your mama or your daddy. That's corny. Dr. Colin Muhammad told Ice Cube that you can't change 100% from what you're doing, to something else. Otherwise, the people won't even follow you. So you got to keep talking about whips and rides and cars. And as a young man, you want to talk about young girls and how fine they are. We understand all of that. Keep doing that, black man. But then take some of what we're giving you, and here and there, you're going to start dropping some revolution in there. Here and there, as much as we talk about the nigger, we're going to start dropping these raps about this cracker. Here and there, we're going to subtly, through this rap music and entertainment, it's going to be the black spook that sets behind the door. So I thank God for you, Minister Hashim and Zina, for having a certain quality that God gave you that make you a person that is easy to know people and people feel comfortable with you. That's a gift that God gave to you and our movement, and I want everybody listening to know that Attorney Shabazz and Minister Hashim and Zina, convener and director, it's just like it was in 1998. We're only missing the big man here. And so I'm going to leave because I want Shahid to come on board. I want Mike to come on tonight because guess what? They was at the big hip-hop rally in the Bronx. They was out there with Kool Herc Queen, Queen Cynthia, Kool Herc's Queen, one of the founders of hip-hop. And they had all the kids and all the rappers, young and old, was out there in the Bronx, big today, pumping the Million Youth March. And they're going to be in Harlem tomorrow, big. And the Million Youth March in New York is now part of the whole big hip-hop tour that's going on damn near 4 or 5 days a week, rocking this message. And guess what? The people that's producing that, I'm talking about Kool Herc Queen and all these founders, hip-hop, they're like the mothers of the movement with the kids. Guess what? They also going to be co-conveners of the Million Youth March. They also going to help us put together the entertainment. The entertainment and the rap from not just New York, from all over the nation. At least a quarter of this, 25-30% of this is going to be some rocking beats and music and arts and entertainment. And so I'm going to be quiet, man. I called in to support you. I called in to say, Lil Trill, you are the man of the hour. We need you. We're not trying to change you. Just check out some of what we're dropping, and you'll be one of the biggest hellfire people. I'm gone. Black Power.
Black Power.
All right, we'll take some calls. If anybody got any calls for Lil Trill, and then at a certain point, Sean, we'll let Trill go back to recording because he's been promising me he's going to finish my song, and then we'll go to the rest. And if Bun and Ice Cube call in, we'll get them in right away. And Bun already rescheduled, and I just make him, like Attorney Shabazz saying, I try to have Ice Cube also come on Monday. Let's go to the lines and see if anybody got any questions, and then we'll move forward.
All right. We'll go right down the line. First caller here. Area code 215-982. You're on live with Black Power Radio, our national chairman, national chief of staff, Little Trill, and all of us. What was your question, your comment, Black Power?
Black Power, I'd like to say congratulations on the efforts that we all putting in right now. And I don't have nothing. I'm listening and I'm appreciating. And just want to say Black Power. And you can move on to the next caller. Brother Sean, and Black Power, Brother Hashim Anzinga, and Lil Trill, and Chairman.
All right, Black Power.
All right, thank you so much. Next caller here, area code 347-272. 347-272, you're on live with Black Power Radio. Go ahead with your question, your comment for Lil Trill, Black Power.
Black Power, my national spokesman, Brother Sean, how you doing today?
Hey, you're doing fine, Black Power.
All right, I'd like to give a big shout out of Black Power to our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and Hazim Nzinga, and all the comrades out there. Black Power, Black Power family. I'd like to comment on everybody all over the nation that's up in arms over George Zimmerman and what happened to Oscar Grant and Ramali Graham and all of our fallen soldiers all over this country, who are waking up and finally tired and sick of how we've been treating and are willing to do something and getting involved with the new Black Panther Party, getting involved with the Million Youth March. I'd like to commend everybody that's being a part of the new movement of Zimmerman Walk, We Walk, and we're going to boycott all these stores. We're going to have one massive day, and then we're going to continue it by pointing out certain businesses and targeting them and running them out of business. I want to thank everybody that's working toward September 7th and the 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March. I see the sleeping giant in us waking up, brothers and sisters, and I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm proud. Sean Kwali, you're doing a great job. The chairman's doing a great job, and everybody in the new Black Panther Party is doing a great job. I want to say, let's do not get distracted. Let's do not get discouraged. Let's hold the line. Victory will surely be ours, sir. Black power. Black power. All power to the people.
All right.
Black power. Thank you so much. Take another caller here. The area code is 469-544. 469-544. You're on live with Little Trill, Minister Hashim Ajing, and Black Power Radio. Go ahead with your question. Black power.
Black power, comrade, family, friends, Brother Hashim, Chairman Malik, Little Trill. We want to say, man, you guys got to continue what you're doing, you know, and expose the truth to the youth, because, I mean, that's the next phase of the game. So it's youth. Bomb B, Ice Cube, that job is really, they the pioneers, you know, they did it. And now the message that they pushed and the people that they bringing across right now, you know, it's going to take the youth to reach the youth, because, you know, they put the power in the music. You know, and there's so much out there in that music. Then you got so many false, fake entertainers who controlled by the white man who don't even reach out and support the cause. You know, I commend you brothers for supporting the cause. You know, supporting the cause, because you got some of these entertainers out there, you know, I don't call names, start no beefs or nothing, but, you know, they ain't down with us. They down with whoever put money in their pocket, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, we see who real, and we see who on the front line dealing with the people like y'all. So, I mean, you got to continue what you're doing, man. Much love to you. Continue your support, man. I had no questions for you. You know, I had the opportunity to get with you when you was in Dallas. I'm going to get with you at the march. You know, it is what it is, man. We just got to get back to our hoods and build. You know, we got to get back on the front line with the people, man, where it's real at, like power.
All right. That was Brother DK. Brother Sean?
Yes, sir.
See, that's what Brother DK was saying is very important, because we got so many rappers, so many entertainers, just stay quiet. And Dr. King said being quiet is a sign of betrayal. And I don't really like to get into this Trayvon Martin thing, because as you know, I spent some time in jail and other things, and I know a lot about that case, and I'm trying to give Attorney General Holder the confidence that he'll make sure his DA do the right thing, because I remember when we was fighting in Duke, the sister was raped by them crackers in that whole lacrosse team. When the DA, local DA in North Carolina, got ready to bring them to justice, the Attorney General of the state of North Carolina sit him down and took over the case and then threw the case out. So Attorney General Eric Holder, if he sees what I saw, this weak-ass prosecuting team who was like little girls and faggots, and then his defense team crushing, he put the wrong team up to defend this baby, man. And as me and Luttrell talk about the conspiracy to destroy the black boy, and as Attorney Malik so beautifully said, that this crisis is not all our young people's fault. A lot of this stuff is set up and is put in a movement where it leads us to tragedies. But this walking up to a young man in broad daylight, shooting him in the chest with Skittles and iced tea in his own community, going to his father's house that lived in his own neighborhood, and you talking about who was on top, who was on bottom, who was threatening. First of all, brother, how can you fear for your life and you're on a 911 and you're on a 911 call and they tell you to stay in the car? If you fear for your life, stay in the car. How can you fear for your life if you're walking toward a 16-year-old, 17-year-old child and you got a 9mm pistol in your hand? It's
Clark ain't never feared for his life. All the cussing and the nigger words he used on all the 911 calls, which they wouldn't let in court, and the way that Cracker was excited talking about somebody ain't going to get away this time, he didn't have no damn fear. He walked up to Trayvon, and when Trayvon said to his girlfriend, "There's a creepy Cracker coming up on me," he was sure right, because that creepy crabble, that creepy Cracker was the devil himself, and Trayvon felt that spirit coming and had to fight for his life. And then they're going to do this dog and pony show called a courtroom act, entertainment for the white folk, and turn the young sister into some kind of a carnival, and turn this thing into some kind of long, drawn-out show. And now Trayvon Martin is on trial, and he ain't there to defend himself because this cracker shot him in the chest, point-blank range, in the damn heart. They need to stop playing, man. Latrell, what do you feel about the Trayvon Martin case?
I don't know if I want to speak on that, Shane, because I don't want them people to think I'm retarded. I'm crazy.
Well, I'll say this. I know you, and I know what's going on, but so that was Brother DK who met you in Dallas, just came off our National Minister of Defense. Brother Sean, we got more callers.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's go to the next caller. Call 765-717-765-717. You're on live with Latrell True Entertainment. And it's Hashim and Zinga, Black Power Radio. Go ahead with your question.
Black Power, man. Hey, I really ain't got a question, man. I got a statement. Today, like a lot of people in my neighborhood, I ain't grow up in the hood. I ain't grow up in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I ain't grow up, you know, too much a hard life, but I kind of did have it hard. You know, but I was listening, and a lot of people look down on brothers that and sisters that do go to college. And even in my area, you know, it's universities here. You know, it's community colleges and it's resources. And today, you know, as I've been doing my little macro social psychology and whatnot, I've been noticing, like, brothers don't take that road. They'd rather sell dope than to go use the resources that it is in their community. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that black people get done, don't get done dirty, because I've been done very dirty since I've been here at home, but by white people, you know, and my people. It's not, to me, it's not just white people. To me, it's a multicultural racism type thing, you know. And I believe that the white man, and other government agencies, you know, they then came in and mixed everything up and got everything all, excuse my language, but got everything all fucked up. And now you got black people scared to get into their culture. You know what I mean? You got white folks that walk around scared of black folks that do want to get into their religion. And do want to stick in college and do their thing like that, you know, and we ain't super tired type niggas. See what I'm saying? But I'm going to give credit to all the brothers that is in college, you know, that come from a hard neighborhood or that come from a hard upbringing, broken homes and shit like that, you know, they don't get no credit in their neighborhood. Don't get no credit. Like, you don't hear rappers speaking on shit like that. You don't hear rappers speaking on, you know, go back to school and shit like that. I mean, Pac spoke on shit like that. Pac was also, you know, he was also a thug too, but Pac spoke on shit like that. Education and shit like that. That's why when I used to listen to Pac, I used to listen to Nas, I used to listen to AZ, my brothers like that, yo, I ain't get go out and shoot this up, shoot that up. You know, I was already had shit like that on my mind because of my surroundings. You know what I mean? The type of shit that I had to do when I had to take my bumps and bruises, but I used to get, like, education from niggas like that. And I think, like,
Let me ask you something, brother. How old are you?
I'm 33.
And what city are you from?
I'm from Muncie, Indiana. Well, this is where I live at. I was born here also, but I'm from Muncie, Indiana. And, like, I kind of, like, fell back on it, you know what I'm saying, on the black power thing and all that, because, you know, I got to get this school thing down. The education is important. And I got kids
let me tell you something, brother. First of all, we appreciate you calling in. But let me tell you something. I've been at this about 30 years. First of all, the first university ever discovered in the world without an Africa, Timbuktu. So don't ever say when you're getting back to this college thing, you're getting back, you got to get away from black thing for a minute. Because when you get back to college, you're going back to the creation of the black man mind and the foundation of the universe, from science to math to just civilization, period. The planning of civilization came out of a black mind. No, let me just finish. But I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I might have said that wrong, because I know you pro-black. But let me just say this part. One of the things the Million Youth March is going to do, and the reason we bring the Million Youth March, because we don't control the media. And there's thousands and thousands and thousands of blacks graduating from trade schools, work task force, getting their GEDs, from Morehouse, from Spelman, from Clark, from Howard, from Xavier, from Grambling, from Southern, all over the world we graduate, but the TV cameras ain't never there. Now, the TV cameras was in Atlanta this year because Barack Obama spoke at Morehouse graduation. But don't ever put a thought in your mind, ever in your life, as long as you're black and proud like you are, that we're not international people. The number one, the smartest from Yale think tank, from Berkeley think tank, from Duke think tank, from Harvard think tank, the number one graduating with the highest grades in college is Africans from Africa. Even an African from Africa controls the colleges of the United States. But Channel 5, CNN, Fox, they ain't going to go to those college campuses. I'm going to tell you a perfect example. Then I want to let Lil Trill say something, because Webby stopped every one of his shows, and he tell the brothers, if you making a baby, take care of your baby. And look, Webby got five kids. His kids are in private school. And every show he do, if you ever go to his show, he stop his show and tell brothers to stay in school. Don't get out here thugging. Stay your butt in school. And he tell them straight to their face. And you got to still go make a living. And then when you get the rappers, you got Ice Cube, who used to talk about killing police, who used to talk about crippling, who used to talk about all kinds of stuff. But thanks for Minister Farrakhan, Khalid Muhammad, touching him. He's still strong. He's still hard. But he's talking about, are we there yet? Leading kids back to school. Giving kids roles in movies. So the black rappers are doing a lot. But their message, the only time we're going to see, T.I. came to my kids' school. Give great messages. I've been dealing with rappers all my life. Pimp C go to school. Bun B. Latrell stay in school. But what happened is, when these rappers come to these schools, when they come to the community, when they're doing positive stuff, we send the emails to Channel 5, we send the emails to CNN, we send the emails to CBS, but they don't send those trucks out there and those cameras out there. Let T.I. get caught with some guns. Let one of them get caught with some drugs.
We don't see that. I don't see that in the areas that I've been in, man. It's like the rappers don't come to the areas that I've been in.
Let me tell you what you need to do. Two things. I don't know if you heard me talk about the panels, but one of the panels was controlling the politics of our community, which is controlling where the financing and the money go. And the other one was controlling the media. And the way we control media, media is ran, and I say this every week and I'll say it again, media is ran by Colgate, Coke, Bear Bread, Wonder Bread, is ran by Windex, is ran by Mercedes, is ran by T-Mobile, is ran by advertising. And if you don't see it, what we got to do is start boycotting the people who pay for TV, and that's the commercials. And we need to tell them, look, we ain't buying no more Coors beer, no more Budweiser beer, we ain't buying no more Coke, no more Pepsi. As long as y'all let NBC show us going to jail, show our pants bagging, show us fighting in the streets, but they don't show the 1,600 that graduated from Morehouse. They don't go into the high schools where Liz Trill go, and I take him, and he speaks at graduations. And he performed for different ceremonies where these kids are getting awards and 4.0 grade averages. Brother, we are graduating. We got more scholarships. We got more bachelor's degrees. We got more master's degrees. We got more PhD students than ever in history. But we got to make sure our story is told. And the Million Youth March is going to be a platform. And you're going to see with your own eyes that we're going to display before the world young people from Africa, from all over the world, including people like yourself that are in college, get to say, look,
we exist. We don't need no miracle. We don't need somebody to come up with something. We already doing this. We're already walking across these stages. We already going into these corporations, but the corporations now make you sign contracts where they own your trademarks. They own your patents. So unlike the 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s, when Lewis Lattimore had the filament in the light bulb, he got credit for it. Frederick Jones invented the refrigerator, he got credit for it. Martin Gennett invented the red light, he got credit for it. When Glenn T. Wood invented the transmitter in his phone I'm talking about, he got credit. We don't, our young people don't get credit. They over at Microsoft and this and that, inventing stuff every day, but the white man has taken ownership of our patents, of our minds, and young people like you. So the Million Youth March with this play, September 7th and the 5th through the 8th, young people are doing positive stuff all over the world. Young PhD students, young entrepreneurs who got companies that are making millions, young rappers, and the rappers get to challenge themselves and challenge us and tell us what they're doing in their communities, what kind of corporations they're owning, what kind of jobs they're getting. Do you know how many people T.I. employ, or somebody like Ice Cube employ, somebody, you know, somebody like Tyler Perry employ, but they don't want to talk about the job creations. So we're going to bring all of that out, and we appreciate your call, little brother. And Latrell, you got anything to say on that?
I salute to you, brother.
Likewise, man. I just want to see somebody give credit to the brothers that is doing it, man, because it's hard out here dealing with these white folks, man. You know, and then we got to keep doing it. And I'm telling you, don't quit. But we don't see no love out this way, man. And I think Muncie needs to be showing some love because it's bad out here, man, as far as racism, drugs, and all that, man. I mean, I ain't stuck in it, but because I came up with a better lifestyle. But, you know, when I do try to tell them something,
brother, let me tell you how racist they are in Indiana. I remember when National Chairman Malik Zulu-Shabazz, we were invited to Indiana to speak at one of the colleges. They were so racist that we were the guest speakers of the black students at an Indiana college during Black History Month. And when we got to Indiana, we were going to go to the college campus and meet some of the students and go to lunch with some of the students, and we were going to speak that evening. They told us we wasn't allowed on the college campus until it was time for us to speak. They told us that we couldn't even come on the campus. We had to fight them just to come on the campus, and we were the guests. We went out to Connie Milligan, that old Jewish school, and Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz was the guest. And as he was speaking, the roles and responsibility of the college student in the 21st century, some of them engineers turned the lights off while he was speaking, and he had to work through it. So, you know, even on these college campuses, there's racism, and our black youth have to fight to get the people they want on those campuses, but they bring white people all the time. So you keep fighting on them campuses, man, and you keep doing what you're doing at 33 years old, probably got kids and still in school. I just got to say what Latrell said, and we got to move on because we got some other guests that got to come on.
Well,
I just salute you, brother, and I'll say to you, if you want rappers to write a positive song, this is what you need to do. Write a positive song that you feel should be rap, and email it to Million Youth March 2013 at Gmail. Million Youth March 2013 at Gmail. That's what the Million Youth March is about. That was Khalid Muhammad's dream. That was Malik Zulu-Shabazz's dream, to get these kind of conversations going. A young 17-year-old, 18-year-old rapper on the phone, a young brother in college on the phone, and we all thinking similar, but we're all educating and challenging each other. It's about black love, black people comparing their notes, their messages, economic development, family development, liberation, our roles, or is it our fault? Is it the white man's fault? What is gentrification? What is this system doing? We have to challenge all this stuff, but we got to have solutions at the end. And my solution to you is MillionYouthMark2013@Gmail. Write the coldest song you ever wrote in your life and email it to me. And I bet you I can get one of the big rappers to rap it, because we do, and black people have always wrote songs. Babyface and others write songs all the time. They don't always perform their songs. They let other people perform. So if that's on your heart, you do that. Brother Sean, we got to go to the next caller. We'll take about two more callers, and then we want to Well, if I already, well, we better let, you got other guests holding. You tell me what we need to do at this point, Brother Sean.
Oh, yeah, we still got a line full of callers waiting, so we'll try to move through as quick as we can. Another call in here, Eric Cole, 864-321. You're online with Black Power Radio, Trill Entertainment, Lil Trill, Minister Hashim Lenzima. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Yes, I'm not going to take up much of your time, but I'm calling from South Carolina. I just want to say power to the people, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. Yes, and just keep it up, encouraging the other black kids in the communities everywhere. I'm like 30 miles from Florida, and I just want to say if something, if we need you guys, I sure hope you come and support us.
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm on the outskirts of Florida, so I'm in Greenwood, South Carolina, so I'm like probably like 60 miles from Florida.
Well, let me say this. As I gave that website a while ago, Million Youth March 2013 at Gmail, if you need us to come to Florida for a reason or to Greenville, you just email us and tell us what you need and why you need it, so we can do it. And some cities like that, we need you. We need you to go on the website, www.millionyouthmarch2013.com. That's just millionyouthmarch2013.com. And read all the different stuff that we're talking about on the website. And we need you to find the community center, find the church, find the school, print up some of that stuff off the website, and go to the school and say, look, there's a group doing a Million Youth March, and they're looking for positive youth. They're looking for youth with story to tell. They're looking for youth who got an A, a B, a C, a student that was flunking out and got a tutor and went from an F to a D. Because if you look at the Fortune 500 list, most of the millionaires in the Fortune 500 people, they're not all A students, so we can't always go and look for A's and B's. Some of our C students are our best students and best minds. So we need you to work with us, sister, in your community to spread the news about the Million Youth March. And if you got a rally or something we need to do before September, we'll be glad to send some representatives down there, because the Million Youth March is about black family, black love, and pointing people to the right direction. And I'm sure Latrill probably got on his schedule to be in that area. Latrill, you know your whole schedule yet? We're probably going in that area for South Carolina and Greenville. No, you're going to North Carolina this week, right?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina this week in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. My baby brother, he lives in North Carolina, and he helps the youth, and he raps and stuff. So I'm going to have to give him your address, your email and stuff.
All right. Well, you got our website, and you got our email. And tell people to join us on Mondays as Brother Sean Rock Black Power Radio with different guests. Monday, 8 to 10, Wednesdays, 8 to 10, until Brother King Samir get back on these streets. And just keep listening in, and this whole march going towards September is people like you calling in and getting involved. And we are our brother's keeper. We love you, sister.
We love you, too. And it's time for us to come together. So we just got to come together and be as one. Just for black people, we need to do love one another and come as one. But anyway,
we've done it before. We'll do it again.
Yes, we will. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank y'all. And I got this on website off of Malik Shabazz's Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, he got a powerful Facebook page. That's
somebody directed me to that. I said, I want to join the Panther Party, me and a couple friends down here.
Well, what you do, Black Power that. Black Power that. We claim you. We already claim you, and you just get in touch with us through the phone numbers and the email, and we need to talk after the radio show.
Okay. Well, y'all got my number now. Okay.
All right, Brother Sean. Power to the people.
Sir? Power to the people.
Brother Sean, our host, our national spokesman, lock that number in.
Oh, yeah, got you covered, my sister. We'll be talking to you no sooner as the show next.
Okay, I got a lot of brothers and sisters that want to talk with y'all. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Peace and one love.
Peace.
One love.
Peace, one love. All right, we'll move in.
One love.
Quickly down to another call here. Eric, call 347-218. 347-218, you're on live with Black Power Radio, Little Trill, Truth Entertainment, Ms. Hashim and Zinger. Go ahead with your question.
Black Power, this is Brother Supreme from the New York chapter of the New Black Panther Party. Black Power, brother. I'm calling really to apologize because I haven't been on the field lately because I'm going through some personal issues. But I'm still pushing that Million Youth Agenda, you know, through Facebook or which way I can. So, you know, I just wanted to say that and state that, of course, free my brother and comrade, Brother King Samir and Brother Hannibal, all power to the people and all political prisoners that are locked up now, free them all. Black power, all power to the people.
Black power, brother. Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a mouthful, he said. Brother Supreme, this is what I got to say. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you're sick, work. If you're happy, work. When things going well, work. When things going bad, work. Because it's something about you keep working. God will work you through your problems. God is a good God. Have faith in God. And no matter what problem you're up against, brother, we heard you loud and clear. We pray, we all, your family pray, that you will get the strength to climb out of that problem and understand God will fight your battle for you. You already won. And for you to be going through what you're going through, and we all have the same issues. You just keep praying and keep working, brother. And then the solution is what you just said. As you go through your problems, you reach back and say, free King Samir. Free H. Ralph Brown, free Dr. Yart, free Hannibal, who is our national minister of youth and who has worked his butt off for this new Black Panther Party. And I can't wait. I can't wait to get totally free from my oppression so I can come to New York and help my little brother and hold my little brother and see my little brother because he loves us to life. We don't say to death. And we love him. And the solution is when these beasts illegally trap our people and when they illegally kidnap our people, we got to keep saying our people names when they're behind bars. Because when you say somebody's name, you make them live. That's why Khalid Muhammad's name is said so much by us. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad made a spiritual transition in 2001. But it's like he's right here planning his 15th anniversary Million Youth March. Why? Because he's battled on the battlefield for black people for 30-some years against the criminal justice system, against police brutality. He always told us to look out for political prisoners. He gave us different religions and paradigms. He made us think international. He made us say we're black and I'm proud. He made us love Africa. He made us understand and control in our community. He was our teacher. He taught us economics and entrepreneurship. He taught us about black family love. Taught us about eating right, taking care of our health. He taught us about education. He was educated at Xavier. He made straight A's in Houston in high school. He went to their finest schools. He went to Yale and all of those kind of schools. He mastered their schools, but he didn't forget about his people. So the conspiracy to destroy us, we got the key to stop it. So I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate what you're going through. Keep pushing it and keep strong and keep praying, man, and everything will be all right. Hannibal, we ready. I mean, talking about Hannibal now. I don't want to get upset. Go ahead, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. You still have about a minute?
Yeah. And let me say one thing on top of that. It's kind of like our regional minister out there in Florida, Brother McHale. They did this big spiel on all the blogs, on all the networks, NBC, CBS, all of them, CNN, the man who put out the reward, the man who passed the flyers, the man who was on Cooper show, now been arrested for all of these charges, these alleged charges. Well, brothers and sisters, why was he let free completely a couple of days ago? Why was the charges dropped? Because this man, COINTELPRO, this man would neutralize you if you got that much effect on a case where Trayvon Martin is shot down like a dog and stalked like a dog and shot down like a dog, and you're bringing black people together from all over the world and challenging this. It ain't no coincidence that you would get locked up 20, 30 days before they pick the jury, before they go to trial, and all kind of allegations on you, like when I made the announcement that we were in the chairman and we were putting out the $10,000 award. Secretly, they got behind closed doors, and I got ambushed by SWAT teams and locked up and neutralized for almost 6 months. But anyway, we know this game they playing, but our God is bigger than that. You know, Dr. Khalid Muhammad used to say, I'd rather be a naked truth than a dressed-up lie. And so that's the way it is, brother. And we got to keep moving, Brother Sharon. You can go to the next caller.
Oh, yes, sir. Next call in, and brothers and sisters, we're streaming live. We'll take two more calls, and we're off the mainstream. We're streaming live. Next two callers here, area code 347-287. 347-287. You're on live with Black Power. Wait a minute, Hashim and Zinger. Little Trill from Trill Entertainment. Give us your question or comment, Black Power.
Black Power, thank you. Black Power, you're from the Chinese.
All right, go ahead and give the announcement, Brother Shahid.
Yes, I'm giving an announcement. I just left, you gotta excuse the noise, I'm on the bus. I just left the Tona Park for the Summer Fest. With DJ Kool Herc announcing the Million Youth Month, the Black Family Convention. And we were well received. I had people, families coming up wanting to have their children perform at this event. And we had, the welcome that we received was unbelievable. Me and Brother Mike from LA, we pretty much put it down, laid it down. And they opened the door if they wanted to come black. So we are out here putting in the work. We're doing it on the ground. And on a sorrier note, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if the family realize it or not, this recently I lost my partner for 27 years. My wife just passed. So, you know, and doing this work has helped take my mind, focusing my energy, doing some positive with it. So I really feel like breaking walls, tearing out doors, ripping off heads, and I'm putting this energy to positive use. And this thing you mark is giving me something to do with my idle time so I don't get trapped and wind up behind bars like my comrade. So I say like this, I say three King Tamir, Hannibal, and Mikael, Black Power family.
Wow. First of all, brother, our condolences go out. And we all know how it feel when you've been with somebody 27 years because against all odds, the media want to act like the black man don't stay with his claim, the black man don't support his claim, but this brother says he lost his claim after 27 years, and we have you in our prayers all over the nation, all over the world right now, brother, because this is an international show, and I know every brother and sister heard you and felt you, but let me just tell you a little story. This week, July 2nd, a brother named Chukwe Lumumba, a big brother of ours, a mentor of ours, who's been with me and Attorney Shabazz and most of the people listening, go way back, Tupac's attorney. I remember when Brother Chukwe and me were eating dinner in Jackson, Mississippi, and his wife and his kids, and we all had a good time. And I got home, and they called me and said his wife had died and passed that quick. And he was sad like anybody, and he was talking like the brother. And he went on, and he had to do something. And I know on July 2nd, when he became the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, where Megger Everett was shot in the back, where the Klan and the Crackers ran Mississippi for all of these years, the state that Emmett Till was lynched in, and the Mississippi burning, and on, that his wife and his queen spirit was with him when he became a city councilman and changed in that city. And now a revolutionary black mayor of one of the white man's territorial ground of Mississippi, where he raped, burned, lynched, and kept us oppressed. So, brother, I'll say, be like Chukwe Lumumba. Keep finding something to do for the black nation. And remember, when that cool air hits you when you're hot, remember, when that strength comes when you weep, that's your queen spirit telling you it's up to you now to carry her along with you ancestors. So now she's with you. Go ahead, Brother Shah.
All right, yes, sir. Definitely, Brother Shah. We send condolences to you and love to you, brother. Thank you for your report, black man.
All right.
Next, this last caller here. Area code 504-432-504-432. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking with our brother Lil Trill and Mr. Hashim and Zinger. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean, Black Power. Now, this is a question that I want to ask. Now, if I'm not going to the Million Youth March, now suppose I want to start up a Million Youth March committee here in New Orleans, I'm saying how do I go by and get the work done?
Well, let me just say it like this. Over the next couple of weeks, over the next couple of days at Million Youth March website, millionyouthmarch2013.com, we will be putting all kind of information on the website, and the website will be discussing panels, we'll be discussing locations, we'll be discussing how to get people on the bus. And the best thing you can do is keep up with the website, keep up with the Monday and the Wednesday show as we give instructions, and organize, and remember September 7th, Harlem, New York, and remember technology. At one point and at some point, me and Attorney Shabazz, as him being a convener and many other conveners and many other brothers and sisters working, and me as the director, we know we're going to be needing places like we did so many national events where we will have people like yourself find a gym, find a church, find a recreation center, and set up a big screen where we're going to live webcast this march worldwide. And you'll go to www.millionyouthmarch2013.com, and you'll be able to sit there with a room full of brothers and sisters out of New Orleans. And New Orleans is close to our heart, because in 1998, if it weren't for my brother from Calio Projects, which are now turned, tore down,
It's tore down, but they're redoing it now. The Calio Magnolia, St. Thomas closed down, but they're redoing some. I'm tearing them down, and, you know.
Well, I'm telling you, if it weren't for them Calio Projects and that brother with the big heart named Master P, we might have not had a march in 1998. So we always greet New Orleans close to our heart, and we work with Baby and Slim.
Yeah, I'm going to say this too. Never forget about New Orleans, because this is where Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and his revolutionary spirit started right here at Dillon University.
Oh, brother, you better believe you sent chills up my spine when you said that, because me being his national assistant for 7 years and national chief of staff for 7 years, he talked about New Orleans so much, you know, and New Orleans and Louisiana and Shreveport, where he had his first ministry, and of course, that Dillard University gave him so much knowledge and the history of Dillard with Dr. Khaled. That's where he first met Minister Louis Farrakhan and came into the nation. So, brother, just organize, and the people you can't get on the bus and be there in person will be putting together people like yourself to get those places that we talked about where the young people can come and watch from live stream the Million Youth March. And now with technology, with Skype, I'm sure with all the young people who are getting involved from these different colleges like Dillard and Grambling and the brother who's building our website from Grambling right now, we'll have technology where we can go into some of them cities and open up the mic and let some of those kids ask questions and give answers to some of our problems that we say we're having with the youth. And also, as we try to correct some problems, which are just 30% of our situation, we will let the other 70% shine and talk about what a great job they're doing in New Orleans after Katrina, and people have seen the forgotten, but New Orleans is not, but about 20-30% rebuilt. So we appreciate you calling, brother.
All right, brother, and I'm going to do this work. I'm going to do this work.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Brother Sean.
Black Power.
Right, Black Power. Thank you so much. That's all of our callers. It's on you and Latrell now, sir.
No, Latrell had to drop off because he's in the studio, and I was keeping him on 30 minutes, but he stayed an hour because, as I said, our guest, Bun B, which is a very, very close friend of mine, who also, as you put his bio on, you can change that to Monday and shoot it back out to our Black Power listeners that we'll get him on with Attorney Shabazz on Monday. And Bun apologized greatly for the mix-up with his management that he was going to be in Baltimore tonight from 7 to 12 with Ice Cube, and so he couldn't get on. And he said he didn't have good reception and wherever they at, and it's loud. So he texted me several times while we was on the air apologizing. And so we'll get him on Monday, and we'll keep it going. But Bun B is one of our co-hosts. He's been with me for over, 15, 16 years, and I love him to death because he's one of the most brilliant brothers out there, and he has so much influence over the young people in the rap world. So we'll have him on next time. Brother Sean, you did an awesome job, like always, and we're going to go get a cup of coffee and go black to work.
Yes, sir. Ready and willing. All right, brothers and sisters, you've been listening to Minister Hashim Nzinga, Little Trill from Trill Entertainment, and our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And for those of you who have heard, spread the word. Bun B will be on Monday night at 8 p.m. We know we had him scheduled for tonight, and due to some scheduling conflicts, they're there at a performance in Baltimore, and so he couldn't get back. But he will be on Monday night co-hosting and also being interviewed with our national chairman. So we reschedule Monday night, 8 o'clock. But we certainly enjoyed Little Trill from Trill Entertainment. We want to thank Trill Entertainment, Webby, all you all that is a part of that great, great record label, and, of course, Bootsy and the rest. We want to thank you, and we want to thank Minister Hashim Nzinga for his work and his efforts in laying this groundwork and this framework pushing towards the Million Youth March. And, of course, our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, for the vision and for the drive and for giving this thing shape and purpose. And you, too, brother and sister, can be a part of the Million Youth March. That is September 7, 2013, Harlem, New York, 125th Street, Adam Clayton Powell, the Harlem State Office Building, as it's known. You can be there, and you should be there. Make sure that you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And, of course, we need more helpers and we need more members. And if you are black in America and you're seeing what's going on and you're looking at Trayvon Martin and you're looking at Marissa Alexander and you're looking at all this happening to our people, you know we need a Panther Party more than ever. And we need a black agenda, a black power movement, and our black interests answered. And we must do for ourselves. Join the Panther Party. And so you can text 502-299-8530 if you're in your city. 502-258-7785. I gave the wrong number. 502-758-7785 for information on how to join the new Black Panther Party. And that email again is nbpphq@yahoo.com or newblackpanther.com, the website. So join us this Wednesday, and pardon me, this coming Monday. I'm getting all this stuff. We're just so excited, I guess. But this Monday, 8 p.m., join me and join us, join Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and all of us here at the New Black Panther Party for another power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. We thank you, and we leave you as we came in peace, saying, and remember that if black people are not free, that there's nobody free. Black power.